KALW. From KALW News in San Francisco, this is Cross Currents. Context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
Redwood City.
Belmont.
Midtown, San Jose.
19th Avenue, San Francisco.
San Mateo.
Sunnyvale.
Coming up, we'll get an overview of the upcoming election from a Bay Area perspective.
If he's elected governor, like he probably will be, former San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom is going to be taking on Donald Trump every chance he gets. And what he's doing is setting himself up for a run for the presidency.
Then we talk to the founder of a local nonprofit that preserves the life stories of seniors.
This might be just one small way I can help someone who doesn't have any visitors.
And one of the seniors shares her experience as a prayer counselor during the AIDS epidemic in San Francisco.
It was so dynamic during that time because death was so around us.
Stay tuned. Cross Currents is next. Well, it's finally come. Election day is tomorrow. Many people are saying it's the most important election of our lifetimes.
This November election is more important than any midterm in our lifetime.
The most important we have ever faced.
More important than any I can remember in my lifetime, and that includes when I was on the ballot.
At the very least, it may be the most important election since, well, since the last one. And there's a lot to consider. We've got 11 California propositions and many, many other ballot measures across the Bay Area. KLW's election coordinator, Angela Johnston, and our news director, Ben Trefney, are here with me to talk about them and some of the key races. Hey, guys.
Hi.
All right. So, Ben, what are you going to be paying attention to tomorrow night?
Well, obviously, I'm paying attention to what's happening with whether the House of Representatives is going to swing Democratic nationally.
Yep.
Yeah, and that doesn't have to do with the Bay Area, of course. This place is blue, 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 but it could come down to the SoCal vote. Now, bear with me as I keep with this color theme for a minute. A lot of the country is going to be looking at Orange County. And politically, Orange County, it used to be red, is Republican.
Right.
But now it's more mixed. Orange County is now
purple.
Yes, it's purple. See what I'm doing there? So that means we don't know how that vote's going to go. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of races to keep an eye on down there.
And then there's also District 10 that's near Modesto in northern San Joaquin Valley.
Okay, closer to home.
Closer to home. There's been a Republican in power there since 2013, almond farmer and Air Force veteran Jeff Denham. And he's up against a venture capitalist, Democrat Josh Harder. Mm-hmm. District 10 is 45% Latino, and it has areas east of San Jose. So like you said, it's really close to home. It was also a district that voted for Hillary Clinton in the last election. A New York Times poll shows Harder just 2 points above Denham. And since this district is so close to the Bay Area, I've heard of a lot of voters, Bay Area voters, driving out there to campaign and canvass since it's close and it could make a difference nationally.
And even though the election is tomorrow, we might not know the results for this stuff for a long, long time because of the mail-in ballots.
Right.
California's going almost entirely in mail-in ballots.
Right.
Last election, it took almost 3 weeks to figure out who won down in District 49. That took till after Thanksgiving. We're just at the beginning of November here. So it's pretty easy to imagine another anxious delay.
Okay, so lots of propositions, 11 to be exact. Let's pick a few to talk about. What are you looking at, Ange?
Well, so since I'm the environment reporter, I'm really going to be paying attention to State Proposition 3. It's the big water bond, almost $9 billion in bonds for water projects across the state, repairing dams, rebuilding canals. A lot actually goes to vulnerable communities in the Central Valley. But even in a drought-prone state, it's divided environmentalists, and that's what kind of makes it tricky. For example, the Sierra Club has come out strongly against the measure because it gives a lot of money to its rich funders, like irrigation districts and big ag. And they're the big water users to begin with.
Right.
And then there's the big housing one, Hannah, and that's the Costa-Hawkins bill. That's Prop 10. So Costa-Hawkins originally passed back in 1995, and it limits what kinds of rental properties are subject to rent control across the state. So if Prop 10 passes, though, it would give that power not to the state, but to the cities and municipalities to regulate rent control themselves. This would have reverberations everywhere. And actually, there are other ballot measures that go along with it right now, like Measure Q in Berkeley, which would establish new rent control rules there. And I know that the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, for their part, they're ready to revise rent control in the city as well. And you could see this happening city after city after city.
So that's Prop 10.
And I guess going down the ballot, there's Prop 11. That will also be interesting. It was put on the ballot by private ambulance companies. And it says it will require ambulance workers to remain on call during their paid work breaks, which seems pretty simple. But if you read into it more, it actually has to do with this big Supreme Court lawsuit. And actually, most ambulance workers themselves are against the measure. So that's one I would pay attention to and read closely.
Yeah. And, you know, connected also through health and health care. I'm curious about Prop 8. There's been a lot. We are TV watchers in the evening in my home. Lots of ads in regards to Prop 8, which is the one capping the revenue that kidney dialysis companies make. And they're making a lot right now. The country's two biggest dialysis companies take in about $3 billion a year from dialysis clinics.
Yeah, I just heard $3 billion just in the state of California.
Wow. Right. That's a lot. That's a lot. And both sides are arguing better patient care, essentially. And the No on 8 campaign says if it passes, dialysis clinics will have to shut down. Mm. So it's a complicated one. A lot of people are talking about it.
And you got to wonder who you can trust here, too.
Right, right. It's really interesting. Lots of conversations about that. So how about state races? What are we following?
Well, there are a lot. And one I'm looking into is to see if Malia Cohen, who's currently the supervisor for District 10 in San Francisco, makes it into state politics. She's running for the Board of Equalization against a Republican, Mark Burns. And the Board of Equalization has to do with managing taxes and other fee collection in the state.
Okay, Malia Cohen is giving up her District 10 seat in San Francisco, then, that is right here near KLW.
Oh, yeah, it's just down the hill here on the southeast side of San Francisco. And let me just take a second to talk about why the races like this one in District 10 are so important. District 10, it's about the future of San Francisco. There's so much development happening here. It's just south of the new home for the Golden State Warriors, the Chase Center. That area is set to boom. You could see it if you drive through. But that's also where all the environmental controversy at the shipyard development is happening. That's a mess. There's toxicity, there's radioactivity. And now just last week, just south of there, the city celebrated the new Alice Griffith housing projects around the same time as the San Francisco Housing Authority just declared that it's about $30 million in debt.
Right.
So who wants to run that district? Well, four people, actually. San Francisco USD Board President Shimon Walton, Bayview Opera House Board President Theo Ellington, Tony Kelly, who's the president of a local neighborhood association, and community advocate Uzuri Pease Green. So this is all important work, and that's just one supervisorial district in San Francisco. There's five that are up for grabs out of 11. So we're going to see some reshaping and a new group for the new mayor, London Breed, to work with before she runs for re-election, and that's happening next year.
It's like not too far away.
Non-stop election cycle.
Yeah.
There are also lots of heavily populated races this year. For example, the San Francisco School Board, there are 18 candidates competing for how many positions?
Three?
For three, yeah.
For
I went,
three.
And I went to a candidates forum of that, and that's a lot of people on one stage, I got to say.
Mm-hmm. And in Oakland, there are 10 candidates competing for mayor.
That's right.
So I'll be paying attention to our Oakland reporter, Janae Darden. She's going to be hanging out at Cat Brooks election night event tomorrow to see if voters will choose to replace Libby Schaff with one of those 10 candidates or to reelect her.
Okay. And what local measures should we be watching? And there are many all around the Bay Area.
Right. Measure C in San Francisco is another one that's all about housing. It would tax big companies in San Francisco to pay for homeless services. And as you may guess, many big companies in San Francisco are against it. And then there's San Francisco Measure D. That would be additional taxes on cannabis businesses. There's a similar cannabis one in Oakland, Measure V, but that would actually give the Board of Supervisors there the power to lower taxes on cannabis
And there's
businesses.
So many marijuana tax propositions on ballots up and down Alameda County and in the South Bay, too, Milpitas, Mountain View, Santa Clara, all the way down to Morgan Hill, my city, Union City. Lots of folks are thinking about that tonight.
Because, you know, cannabis has only been legal for less than a year now here in California.
And so now you got to make the decisions about it being in your town.
Yeah. So if you're sifting through all these props, we've been talking about a few of them, but there are a lot. And there's 11 at the state level. You should check out our Election Brief podcast. We have quick 2-minute summaries that can help you make sense of them. I've found that really useful myself.
Yeah. They're on our website, klw.org. They're on Facebook, too.
Mm-hmm.
On our Facebook
little
page.
Visual
check
versions.
That out. Lots of stuff. Any final thoughts, Ben?
Well, let me tell you, elections are always interesting, but it's a midterm. And for some of the biggest name candidates out there, this is more like positioning themselves for the future. Like, look at Gavin Newsom. Sometimes it seems like he's hardly running against his opponent, John Cox. It's like he's running a campaign against President Trump. No, I've been watching Newsom's political rise for a couple of decades, from when he was appointed to the Board of Supes here in San Francisco by then-Mayor Willie Brown, through when he was elected mayor. He barely beat out Matt Gonzalez, who was a Green candidate. That could have changed the world. Then into the lieutenant governorship behind Jerry Brown. It always has seemed to me, always, like he's angling for the presidency. And now he literally is, with his words, as he's running for governor. But I don't think he's going to run for the presidency too soon. I imagine he's talking with his former DA, Kamala Harris, here in San Francisco, about who and how they're going to take on Trump. And oh, by the way, the two of them have been campaigning together down in Orange County over the last few days to try to flip the House.
Ooh, we'll be following all of that. Thank you guys both. Ben Trefney is our news director. Angela Johnston is our election coordinator for KELW News. You can find all our election coverage, including the two-minute briefs that we talked about, at kelw.org. And tonight at 7, you can hear Ben with the City Visions crew previewing Election Day right here on KELW. Yes. And tomorrow from 5 to midnight, KELW will mix NPR's national election coverage with live updates and analysis from the Your Call team and our news team. I'll be with you from 9 to 11 p.m. as the state and regional results come in. All right, guys. Thanks.
Thank you.